It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we are, and we're back. And, of course, we've got Bob Pompiani. Bob, what is – hang on one second here. What is this over here? The John Deere Classic.
The John Deere Classic. It was good. Davis Thompson won.
Do you want to
set a tournament record.
Do you want to see guys that are
– You don't know about Michael Thorbjørnsen? No, he's a very good – he was, you know, he was at the Ligonier at Laurel Valley when they played that international match.
Is it a good thing, though?
The only difference is you don't know who these guys are. If you watch them for quality golf,
is this a PGA event?
Yeah, and so it's been an established one for years.
Yeah, my point is you've got guys shooting 20 under, 25 under,
28 under, set a record.
28 under?
Well, that's how you get to know who they are.
Would you rather see that, or would you rather see 5 under win?
Oh, you're talking about the actual course. I mean, on events like this, you're always going to get that. And by the way, I've been there. That is not an easy golf course. They make it look very easy. Yeah. But look at this shot here, Paul. For those of you not watching, I'll describe it. It's a par 3, 167 yards, bunkers everywhere. Left is water. Right is no good. You got to hit it perfect. And so look at those two shots.
Right
over the flagstick. If you could play like that, you're going to score no matter what the conditions and no matter how difficult the course is. Now, with that in mind, next year, Oakmont is going to host the 2025 U.S. Open.
Right.
And that course is designed not to, to relinquish so many birdies. So I'm going to be wondering what the scores may be there.
That's the biggest thing is.
Because normally U.S. Open, if you get to be 5 under, you're doing pretty well for the entire tournament. That's, there have been times when +5 has won.
Right.
So would you rather see people struggle, or would you rather see legitimate birdie opportunities?
I would rather see them play well. You know what I mean? But when I don't want to see them knocking the ball over the course and shooting like 5 over, but I don't want to see him shooting 27, 28 under either, because it's just that feels like a completely different game, and there's the problem they have is the equipment, technology and everything else has made it so these guys just destroy most of these courses.
Well, they're young and they get the proper, You got to have the proper teaching assets. And there's a kid here who finished tied for second, Paul. His name is Luke Clanton. He goes to Florida State University, your Seminoles.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was at 24 under par. He's an amateur. He's 20 years old. He just, unbelievable shot making, unbelievable swing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only thing, they're like robots. That's the only thing about them. I would love to see some personalities come out of this. They need personalities. I'll say that even about the LIV guys. You still need the personality driven and a little bit of the competition and maybe a rivalry, whatever.
That's the thing. Almost all of the personality went to the LIV.
Right.
If you think about it. I mean, that's why, these guys, but the other part of it is that with the nutrition and workout regimes and all the other stuff that, has just completely.
Well, Tiger Woods made that.
Right.
The fact that he was as jacked as he was and as hardworking as he was, it set an example and a standard.
I love those videos of like these guys playing in the U.S. Open and or the Masters or whatever in like the 70s and 80s, and they all look like out of shape, smoking cigarettes, whatever. These guys are all like, you can tell they all work out, they all take care of the bodies, they all.
Well, how do you think they? You mentioned hitting a ball as far as they do, 340 off the tee. That has nothing to do with anything but flexibility,
right?
Core strength, all of that.
Right.
So back when you described those guys, the Jack Nicklaus era, they weren't hitting the ball 340.
That's why it's so impressive when you watch John Daly hit the ball. I mean, he's just a freak of nature.
He was just in town at a Pleasant Valley Golf Club for Hearts of the Lion event. And I emcee that every year. And you should see, he doesn't need any practice time. He has a cigarette in his mouth, a beer in his hand, lays the beer down, hits the ball, boom, 310-20 off the tee. Now, he's playing in the British Open next, or the Open Championship.
He's one of those guys, too, where if he maybe took things a little more serious, you know.
In his prime, he could have.
He could have been really, really something. But then by the same token, it might have taken some of the charm of him away.
Yeah, but personalities like that are good, I think,
right,
for the game.
Absolutely. You know? That's what I'm saying. But my point is, if he had like become more serious person and everything else, and you know, didn't have some of the things that, you know, sort of make him interesting.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's always good to have personality in your field. And right now, I don't know that there are many
characters. A lot of these guys aren't that interesting to me. They just aren't. Even Scottie Scheffler is really not that interesting.
Well, I mean, he's a different personality.
Yeah.
But if you're watching just to watch good golf, you wouldn't be displeased with this product.
No. I mean, obviously, they're really, really good. And they hit shots that most of us only would dream of hitting. But then when you do hit a shot that's really good, you know, it makes you feel good. But then you realize what these guys do, that's every shot they hit, just about.
Well, they have a shot for every occasion, which we don't.
No.
We know, you know, if they have to pinch it, if they have to, you know, do one of those high cut shots, whatever, they can do it. We can't.
If I get one or two good shots in a round, I'm happy. Like, really good shots.
Nah, you wouldn't be happy. Come on.
Well, I mean,
one or two. How about one or two birdies?
I'm talking about you hit. You know, you hit a lot of reasonably good shots, but I'm talking about if you have like one or two dimes, you know, that look like you really know what you're doing. That's all. I mean, that's all. I know. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where if you play a hole the right way, you feel good.
No question.
And then if you blow up, you don't feel so good.
And you got to forget about it quickly. A lot of people can't do that.
No.
A lot of people bring it with them to the next hole, try to make it up quickly. You just can't do that.
Right. I mean, that's just it. I mean, I always say the difference between like shooting 100 and shooting like low 90s is you don't have the blow up holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the difference between shooting low 90s and high 80s is you take some of those sixes and turn them into fives, you know. But it's, I think, a lot easier to get from 110 to, say, 95 than to get from 95 to 80.
Oh, how about 95 to 90?
Yeah.
How about 80 to 78?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a big jump, but it represents
it is. As
two
you go lower like that, lower and lower, because at the end of the day, to go from 80 to 78, you almost have no margin for error.
Zero. And you have to make good on it. You can't three-putt, you can't do anything.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's the beauty of it. But when you watch these guys play, man, they're just so good at everything they do. It's incredible to me. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep. Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, listen to Starkey's, the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle. Cranberry Contest run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Bob, are you a fan of Pat Benatar?
Oh, I love Pat Benatar.
Yes. How about Smokey Robinson?
Love Smokey.
Yes. Well, HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest.
Always a great time.
Yes. Benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, and a super star artist so big we can't say it here. How about that?
It's a big name, too.
Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. And, of course, let's see, fan weather. It's Chevy summer. Drive at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com, high of 91. Today with sunny skies. Well, we were talking about golf there. We didn't actually get to Paul Skeens. But in the All-Star game in general, we'll talk about Skeens, I guess, after the top here. But Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds made.
And he deserved it.
He definitely deserved. I mean, you know, certainly in June, he was maybe the best hitter in the National League in June. He had that, what was it, a 25, 26-game hitting streak, whatever it was.
25 games, and he's been as consistent as anyone in baseball.
Right. The question with him is, can he continue to do that? Because that's the other part of when we talk about the discussion of, you know, them winning or losing or getting, you know, on a winning streak or whatever. I mean, people talk about, well, you know, this guy's got to get better and that guy's going to get better, but is somebody like Ryan Reynolds likely to regress a little bit?
Well, probably, and that's why other people have got to step up. And while I would expect him to, by the end of the year, have the kind of numbers you would expect from him, he goes about it in a way that's very streaky. And when it's very, you know, you're not going to get, you know, him to carry you every single night. And until someone else steps up and helps him, I think that's what's impressive about Brian Reynolds. He's doing this, even though he is probably the most potent guy in this lineup, and people know not to pitch to him to avoid him at times, given what this lineup looks like. So, I mean, they need help. They did not have a good offseason. Ben Cherington could have done more. He didn't. And now they're paying the price for it.
Yeah. Well, again, we've talked about it for the last month, that it felt like they needed to go do something. And so, anyway, we want you back after this break to talk more Pittsburgh sports. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.